The justices of the Supreme Court have been known in recent decades for their discipline when it comes to talking. But of late, they've been talking and talking and talking, sometimes more than doubling the amount of time allotted for the oral arguments where they hear out cases from the lawyers involved. We're going to talk about this with NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, who listens to them talk. Hey there, Nina.
Hey there, Steve.
Okay, you've been listening to oral arguments for decades. How did the question and answer sessions used to work?
Well, in most cases, each side is allotted a half hour, though in some unusual cases where there are multiple major issues, for instance, the court allocates more time. And to keep the lawyers to time, a white light goes on the lectern when they have just 5 minutes left, and a red light goes on when time's up. Mm-hmm. During my long lifetime of covering the court and four chief justices, they were very strict about holding lawyers to their allotted time. The late Chief Justice William Rehnquist even cut lawyers off mid-sentence when that red light went on. Take a listen.
Parents are going to fail to act.
Thank you, Ms. Beeson.
Thank you.
Mr. Olson, you have 4 minutes remaining.
That would not exist.
Thank you, Mr. Fong.
Thank you.
Mr. Boyce, we'll hear from you.
The scouting program.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Davidson, we'll give you a minute. You don't actually have quite that much. We'll be generous.
That sounds like one of those broadcast interviews where we've got to cut away for the commercial or whatever. But that's the way it was. What's happening now?
This term, we have had, as usual, most cases scheduled for 60 minutes total, a half hour on each side. In some cases, the court allotted 5 more minutes on each side, and in 3 important cases so far this term, where there are a large number of important issues, they've allocated 90 minutes for argument. And yet, the justices ran over in almost every case.
So the overtime is longer than the whole arguments used to be.
Yes, that's right.
What accounts for the jump?
Other than a lack of discipline, you mean?
Basically,
it dates back to the pandemic lockdown. Remember that the justices continued to hear arguments, but by phone, because they thought Zoom wasn't safe from crashers. And when you hear arguments by phone, you can't see each other. So to prevent interrupting each other constantly, each justice asked questions for several minutes in order of seniority. And when they returned to the bench in 2021, they could now see each other, of course, but instead of returning to the old discipline, they started to speak longer. And the system that now exists at the court is that for however long a lawyer has, let's say a half hour, he or she faces the basic free-for-all that used to exist pre-pandemic. But instead of the oral argument ending there, the way they used to, they do a whole second round with each justice going in order of seniority. And the chief justice, just to be sure, even after that, asks if everyone's done.
And maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But is there something substantive that changes in what happens in these cases when the justices allow the arguments to go on longer and longer and longer and hear more and more points?
They seem to think that there is some value in this. They like this, because they don't leave the argument with some of their questions unanswered. And therefore, the Chief Justice does not impose the discipline of the clock, even when the justices are more than an hour over the allotted time.
NPR's Nina Totenberg finishing this interview right on time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.